12 on a Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindeler. With me in the studio now, Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, morning, Walt.
Good to have you in, get our update on what's going on the West End.
Yeah, we've been busy.
Yeah, a couple of things wrapping up and whatnot that are going on. What's happening?
Yeah, so it's 2 weekends ago now. We had the first annual Teal Lake Fishing Derby. And they're going to probably be doing that again next year. It's the South Shore Fishing Association that hosted it. And two major members really helped out put that on is Fox Negaunee and Wilderness Sports.
Always good.
And they're expecting 50 to 60 people, and over 200 showed up for it.
that's a good sign. But
it was.
You know, the fishing derbies at Teal Lake in the wintertime, it was all kind of part of back in the day with some of the old Hickey Lunta type things and everything, and kind of an offshoot of that. Those were always popular, and it's good to see that be successful.
Yeah, it's nice to see that picked back up, and it helped pack down the slush on the lake.
So, exactly.
gave us a little access. The Negaunee Lions were able to get the head frame put in place for the Teal Lake Meltdown.
And what is that for folks that aren't familiar with it?
So the Teal Lake Meltdown is an opportunity to guess when the head frame is going to melt through the ice and fall to the bottom.
And it's a replica of a head frame from one of the mines that you see it out there. If you're driving by Teal Lake and you see this thing out on the ice, it's all as a fundraiser.
It is. So the Negaunee Lions started it 5 years ago. They did it for the first 2 years, took a year off, and then approached the chamber last year about helping them promote the event. So it's not a raffle, it's a guess. And it's a $5 guess, and then the money gets split between a prize for the winner and also then gets split between the Lions Club for Negaunee and then also the GANCC.
How do people get their hat in the ring with it?
Yeah, so either stop by our office. We have tickets on sale there. The Negaunee Lions will be selling them, and we'll be kind of spreading that out as, you know, the season starts, you know, coming to an end.
It's not going through anytime soon.
No, we got a month or two probably. Yeah. We'll be selling tickets to April 1st.
There you go. Yep. So you can stop by out at the chamber offices or find a Negaunee Lion and they'll be happy to help you out. What else is happening?
And this weekend, we have the Polar Roll, and that's a snow bike race. They're starting the long race down in Marquette, but everything finishes, and the short race also starts and finishes in Ishpeming.
Okay.
So the main area that's going to be impacted is around the high school, the Ishpeming High School, and the finish line will be behind there and also the start line for the short race. So anywhere from, say, 7:30 in the morning on Saturday up until early afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, there's going to be a lot of concentration of traffic in that area in town.
And you have all this information available for folks on your website, which is?
Yeah, well, go to our website, GINCC.org. Give us a call if you have a question at 486-1111. And usually we have a way to get to any of those other information.
I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson. He's Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Bob, you've got something coming up with the chamber here soon that is a great wintertime activity. What's on the docket?
Yeah, so it's one of our events. The Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce is putting this together. It's the West End Winter Wonderland. We're going to host it out at the Wawanan Country Club on Saturday, February 22nd.
What goes on at this?
So it's a social, it's a snowshoe trek, but you're encouraged skis to come out, and we're also going to try to bring some snow bike demos out there this year. And we groom a path at the Wawanan, and we're making two paths, we're going to call it the marshmallow loop, which is the simple little loop for everybody.
The one for me.
Yeah, and the kids, I mean, it's really, we're orienting towards the family, and then we're putting the outpost loop that is, it'll be probably about a mile long, going up through some of the back areas of the Nines. And
so it's a social activity, but you do have some area member businesses and whatnot that are going to be there with some information and stuff, right?
Yeah. So what we do with it is not just an outing. We kind of create a little festival out of it. And we create this is going to be kind of a station area. We're putting everything closer to the clubhouse this year.
Sure.
So Mama Mia's is going to be out there with some samplers. Got your insurance, go get outside. We'll have some activities going on out there. American Legion Post has some activities they'll do too. Wilderness Sports will be there and also have additional snowshoes for people to use. And then we're going to have a game. We're working with Jordan Russell. She's owner of Joyful Terror. And it's not a terror thing, but...
Joyful Terror? Joyful Terror? Okay. I guess you can find out by coming to the event what that's all about.
Yeah, right? But what she's doing is creating a cipher game. So there's going to be clues out on the course. And you go out and discover the clues. You match it up to your cipher, which is a dial piece that gives a symbol and then gives you a letter.
Yeah.
And then put the letters down in the order that you go. Then you have to come back to the clubhouse and cipher the message out.
When is this all happening and what are the hours of it?
So we're doing it on Saturday, February 22nd. Okay. And it's going to start at 4 o'clock and go to 8 p.m. So it's an evening event. We'll have some food there for people to eat. drinks available.
Bring the family, though, you're saying, because you've got the sort of the easier course to take and everything for the kids.
Yeah, and we'll have two different games. One's a little simpler, you know, one's a little challenging. And it's anywhere from, we've had families come out, couples come out, people from out of town.
Do you need to register for it in advance?
It does help, because then that gives us an idea of how much food we need to have prepared. So we have an Eventbrite. You can get to that off our website, ginCC.org. And so it's $20 in advance, $10 for students and seniors, and $5 for kids 12 and under.
Oh, we appreciate you giving us an update on it again, then. How do they get a hold of you? Not only the website, but where do they find your offices and your
farm? Yeah, so we're located just off Highway 41 in Ishpeming, right in front of the Jubilee. And we're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, or you can give us a call at 486-1111.
All right, that's Bob Hendrickson with us in the studios, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for the update. We'll talk with you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.